don't want to use the nuclear option because it'll, you know, ruin the wonderful bipartisanship they have in Washington. Are you kidding? That doesn't exist. That's such a joke.
That's right.
I'm so glad they're going to do it. I mean, they finally, they'll get something big done that will really mean something.
That's right.
And secondly, this morning on the news, it said that Nunes is going to temporarily resign from the search and find committee there.
Right.
About the fake news about Rush being tied into the election, which I don't think is such a good idea. It's almost like a bonus for the Democrats, like he did something wrong. Supposedly he did nothing wrong. There's no reason for him to recuse himself even for 1 week. I just don't understand that part of it. But and I did want to comment on the stadium as far as the baseball.
Yes.
Which I know nothing about building stadiums. All I know is Gina Raimondo is in no way a politician.
No.
She's over her head.
Yes.
She might be a Rhodes Scholar, but she doesn't know a darn thing about running the state.
No.
And I honestly think that's why Mattiello tried to rig the election and is always absentee ballots. This was a done deal.
Yeah. Well,
hanging it on the taxpayers, just like 38 Studio.
Yeah,
that gentleman that called in is what I wanted to say, absolutely right. Listen, you don't see these big moneyed men in Rhode Island going to the state. Because if it was such a good idea, they want it for them and their partners and their families.
Yes.
And their kids.
Yeah, of course they would, Leah.
10 families off the top of my head.
Yep.
10. When all the kids are in the businesses now.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
This is just.
They'll let the state as their child.
Yeah, this is just a repackaging of the stadium from 2 years ago. Thank you, Leah. All right, folks, joining us right now, as I said, he is the CEO of the Rhode Island Center of Freedom and Prosperity, and he's our friend Mike Stenhouse. Good afternoon, Sten.
Good to be back with you, John. Boy, is there enough news items to talk about or what?
There is. Sten, I want to talk to you, though. This has to do with the debate whether or not Rhode Island should legalize marijuana. And tell us your findings as the Rhode Island Center of Freedom and Prosperity, that I have a feeling that this is not going to be good for business, according to some of the information that you have.
Well, you know, what seems to be lost in the debate about marijuana is just the general impact it's going to have on our society, on our families, and in this case, on the business community. What really caught our attention is when we learned about a South County business named Darlington Fabrics that's being sued in a medical marijuana case. They denied employment to somebody because they were a medical marijuana user. They run a factory of sorts, you know, so you've got equipment around and all that. And now you've got a constitutional clash. You've got a right to use the product, but you've got an employer has a right to a work-free environment. Hmm. So our position is that until there's statutory protections for employers that resolve this constitutional crisis, why would we irresponsibly rush forward and put employers at risk? We know of lawsuits. We did a little research. We put out a study yesterday, and it's not just legal lawsuits. There's the potential for increased safety and accidents within states where marijuana use is legal. So, you know, there's a lot of issues to this, and we just have to take prudent steps. So that's why we're supporting a 1 or 2 year study commission to resolve all these issues before we take this jump and a leap of faith, because people just aren't discussing the societal impacts.
Mike, do you notice, though, there certainly seems to be right now a feeling at the State House that this has a real shot of going forward and being passed, and the progressives. And, you know, I'm not even exactly sure what their argument is, other than it would seem to me Rhode Island has enough of a problem with, number one, high drug use, number two, students performing poorly in the schools, employers like Electric Boat saying they can't hire many of the workers because they have drugs in their system. I think this is certainly not going to improve the state. I think it's going to just in regards to putting out productive employees and students' productivity, I think it's going to make it worse.
Well, that's our point, John, is there are reasons to consider it. Listen, I understand both sides of the debate. You know, the monetary reasons, you know, the tax revenues you could bring in or losing the tax revenues in Massachusetts. Sure, that's a legitimate point to consider. the kind of libertarian, it should be my right if I can have alcohol, why can't I have marijuana? Sure, I understand all that, but we also have to think of what you just talked about, the societal impact. Well, what's going to be, we asked, this is our second release, and you brought up a great point. We know that Rhode Island has a deathly opioid problem,
yes.
Right? Deathly.
Yes.
And it's not clear whether or not marijuana is a stepping stone drug to that. Some people say yes, some people say no. Well, shouldn't we know that? Shouldn't we study these other states a little bit longer before we maybe worsen a problem and then open up this can of legal jeopardy potentially for employers as well? There's a lot of dangers, and nobody really knows the answer. So we're just recommending a prudent approach, and let's not rush into this.
Where are, folks, again, we're speaking with the CEO of the Rhode Island Center of Freedom and Prosperity, Mike Stenhouse. And, Mike, do we know where, whether Speaker Mattiello or some of the others, where are they regards to legalization of marijuana in Rhode Island this session?
I hear only rumors. I can't speak for the speaker. Yes, I can tell you this, that let me just put it this way. I know there seems to be a majority of support to legalize it, mostly for budgetary reasons. You know, we want that revenue. You know how voracious they are up there in Smithfield just for money, anywhere they can get it to increase the budget.
Yep.
But I also understand, and I won't say which leaders, but I also understand there are a few key leaders who aren't so sure about that. So in this state, you know, it doesn't take much to stop something from moving forward. So I don't know which of those two forces will prevail, but could I bring up a larger issue?
Go ahead.
We're going to be running a little audio spot soon out there publicly, but the question I ask, and can you say the word on your show, H-E double hockey sticks?
Yes.
The question is, what the hell are we thinking around here? We've got this marijuana bill, right? We just talked about the potential dangers there. We've got these free paid sick days that the progressives want to saddle every employer with out there, right? You got to pay them. They want them, then they want you to pay them at a higher minimum wage, right? There's another bill that would end this provision we have in our state called employment at will, where an employer has the right to fire somebody unless it's for stupid reasons, but now they want to actually end that so that almost any employee who gets fired could have 4 years in which to sue the employer.
Wow.
You know, so we have the worst business climate in the state, and now we want to do these four or five things that are going to make it even worse? I mean, what the hell are we thinking about? Nobody seems to take this macro look at what's going on. So that's where we try to step in and provide this perspective. Nobody's talking about the societal impact of marijuana or the impact of it on the business community. Well, we are, and we put out a well-researched policy brief on day today. Yesterday. They can find that at rifreedom.org. So, you know, we've got to really take a step back and think about what the heck we're doing around here.
Well, not only that, Mike, but for the new Senate president, Senator Ruggiero, who, you know, he's the new head of the Senate and, you know, wants to attract business and be pro-business and so forth. But his track record speaks for itself. Past several years, I mean, you know, the votes are there. Basically, in the Senate, they try to kill any legislation that would make the state more business-friendly, and they always vote in favor. You know, it's no secret the state Senate is controlled by labor. It has been for a very, very long time, and now, you know, that the second number two guy at the laborers is in charge of it. So for him to say, oh, you know, we want to be business friendly, they kill anything that would be business friendly that comes across their desk.
Well, and this is the big complaint we have, John, is that, you know, you hear leadership talking, well, we eliminated the sales tax on commercial energy and we reduced the minimum corporate tax by $50 a year. Whoop-de-doo. You know, that's nothing. You know,
right.
Then you do three, four, or five other things that are 10 times worse. You know, it's almost like they believe their own stuff. You know, I do these one or two good things, but then I do these 8 or 10 bad things. And I just listed 4 or 5 really big bad things that could be happening. So you're right. If you're serious about improving the business climate, you need to do all good things.
Right.
Right?
You know, there's also the Providence Journal just the other day had, let's just getting back to marijuana just for a moment, where New England stands on marijuana. Now, Connecticut decriminalized it, legal, and local recreational marijuana, still question mark. Maine, all three check marks, decriminalized, legal, recreational. Massachusetts, decriminalized, legal. Vermont, decriminalized, legal, still open on legal recreational. Recreational is the big one. And now yep. Rhode Island, decriminalized, legal, but legal recreational marijuana. That seems to be the sticking point of whether or not, in fact, the state is going to follow Massachusetts.
You know, and I've got a theory here on that. You know, I hear leaders say, well, we got to follow Massachusetts and stay competitive with Massachusetts by raising our minimum wage to be as high as theirs and to legalize marijuana like they do. My view is the 180 degree different. Why don't we endorse our competitive, why don't we be competitive by having a lower cost of employment and having a drug-free environment?
Right.
I think we'd be more competitive to an employer if we didn't have legalized marijuana, because we know that companies are having a difficult time finding drug-free employees. It's a fact, right?
It's absolutely a fact. And you know what's also interesting, Mike, is they love to say in a situation like that, let's follow, you know, the lead of Massachusetts. But then when it comes to education and the way education does things, and Governor Baker wants more charter schools, and you have to pass a test to get your high school diploma, then they fall back on and say, well, listen, we're Rhode Island. We don't follow everything Massachusetts does.
You know, the thinking is just so backwards that you would try to be competitive with somebody who's doing bad things to themselves.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I really don't understand that.
Now, I don't know, and I didn't have you on to talk about this, but has the center, have you given any thought, or what is your first reaction on hearing as far as this new stadium proposal that they're putting forward, where, you know, the good news now is it's been repackaged. Now, the residents, the taxpayers, we're going to own the stadium in Pawtucket, and it's going to be a replica of where Mike Stenhouse had played for the Boston Red Sox. It's going to be a replica of Fenway Park.
Well, as you know, it's a situation that's very personal to me. My father was, not only did I play for the Pawtucket Red Sox, but I broadcast them for 13 years. My father was one of Ben Mondor's original advisors back when he bought the club in the 70s. So it's very, very important. But, you know, I'm going to give you a pro and a con. Like every story, there's two sides. Our center is officially against corporate welfare, okay?
Yep.
We are. We're not in a position where, as a state, we're going good enough to afford that. It is a luxury, right? So that's our default position, and that's going to apply to 95% of the instances. But a couple other points to make, just so we can have an honest and full debate on it, okay? Yeah, we're spending in the governor's, all her programs, the Brookings Institution, we're already spending $40, $50, $60, $70, $80 million on corporate welfare a year. And nobody seems to raise alarms about that. I don't know why. So my point would be, if we're going to spend money on corporate welfare, I think a AAA stadium would be far better than a Wexford or something like that. Okay. So again, you got to look at the big picture here. And that's the only other point I want to make. We are spending money on corporate welfare right now. It's in our budget. Other states do it. So it just becomes a question, okay, so if we're going to do a couple of corporate welfare deals, which we don't agree with that we should, but if they're going to, then maybe we ought to see which corporate welfare deal can best help the state.
Sure.
And so it's in that regard that I say, well, maybe if you got rid of the other $50, $60, $70 million and instead maybe did a help, you know, I don't know. You see what I'm getting at? We just got to look at the big picture. But listen, we don't like corporate welfare. There's always an exception to the rule. I don't know if this is one of them or not, but right now our state is not in a position to do more of it. I can tell you that.
Seem to be, Mike, and especially when you start talking about when they're still having a discussion. And again, folks, we're speaking with Mike Stenhouse, CEO of the Rhode Island Center of Freedom and Prosperity. Mike, when they're still having discussions about raising the minimum wage to $15 and mandatory sick time, and we still haven't gotten full answers on 38 studios, I personally do not see an appetite from the public to get involved with something else that to me just seems to be repackaged. This time, forget about Providence. We're going to stay in Pawtucket. This time you guys are going to own it. You have a very, you know, Dominic Ruggiero, he'd love to have an $85 million project to hand over the laborers to do. Speaker Mattiello hasn't met with them. And to me, Governor Mundo, she's in deal mode, such as, hey, I'll endorse it if you endorse my free tuition idea. None of their three objectives to me, with the exception of Mattiello trying to get rid of the car tax, but none of it, coming back to your point, seems to put us competitive business-wise with Massachusetts or Connecticut. Just the opposite. If we go to $15 an hour minimum wage and that mandatory sick time, it's going to make us at a tremendous competitive disadvantage compared to Massachusetts and Connecticut.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. Yeah, you know, and two last points to make on that. I just wish there was the same outrage about the $40, $50, $60 million a year getting spent on corporate welfare right now as there is on the stadium. And I think that's a baseball 38 studios Curt Schilling thing. I get that. But number two, and that ties back to our talk last week, instead of doing all these bad things, why don't we do something that makes our state competitive, like cut the sales tax to 3%?
Right.
Because the sales tax is a tax, not just a tax on consumers, it's a tax on business.
Yes. Yes.
Businesses pay almost 50% of the sales tax.
Yep.
So let's do a good thing rather than these bad things, and that's the point we're making. You know, why do we keep going down into this pit?
Mike, you make a lot of how can people learn more or go online or your website for the Rhode Island Center of Freedom and Prosperity?
I'll give you two websites, rifreedom.org for all our main stuff. We've got a little spoof audio spot at rifreedom.org/saveRI that I think people would enjoy. It's about a dude, man, who smokes drugs and doesn't want to go to work because he's going to take advantage of one of these free sick days they're handing out, and they're
right.
Even going to pay him at this higher wage, and his daytime college tuition is even free. What a great state, man, you know? So we've got a little spoof ad on that. That's rifreedom.org/saveRI.
All right, folks, there he is, our friend Mike Stenhouse. Sten, keep up the great job. Mike Stenhouse, CEO of the Rhode Island Center of Freedom and Prosperity. Well, good afternoon. It's John DePietro, 223 on this rainy Thursday. We'll come back. We're going to take more of your phone calls. You can call in 846-1028. We're going to talk about that stadium. We're going to talk about the Coyotes. We'll also talk about, boy, big day in Washington with the whole nuclear option that the Republicans are moving forward. I'd like to see President Trump start to gain some momentum. We're going to talk about that. I want to tell you, though, about a great service on this Thursday, and I know firsthand because they have been to my home, and it's Bill McMahon and Revolution Softwash. You can call them today, 680-6591, Revolution Softwash. They are incredible. When you have, look outside, any outside surface, maybe it's your roof, maybe it's your deck, you know, in this type of weather, it only thrives. Call Revolution Softwash today. Call for your free, no-obligation estimate and join the revolution. It's Bill McMahon. It's Revolution Softwash, 680-6591. And let me tell you exactly what I mean. On my home, we had some of that dreaded green stuff on the roof. And I would look up at it and think, am I going to have to climb up there and try to scrape it off? You don't know what it is. It's algae. It's moss. It's mildew. I wasn't sure what to do. I asked my brother Tom. He said, well, you know, better get up there and scrape it off. That's not what you do. You can damage it. Instead, I spoke with Bill McMahon, Revolution Softwash. They came out. They have the proper formula, and boom, it is gone. And I mean gone, and you know what else? It stays gone. It sanitizes the surface. It kills the germs and viruses. Never pressure wash your roof or any outside surface again. Call and join the Revolution Softwash. Folks, I've seen it with my own eyes. Same thing with our basketball court. Surrounded by a lot of trees, started to get a little moss on it. And then, you know, you're slipping. Revolution Softwash, boom, gone. It'll look brand new. Call Revolution Softwash. Now, I'll bet maybe over the winter you thought it would die. In the wintertime, the dreaded green stuff, the moss, the algae, the bacteria, it just lies dormant. But guess what? It's spring, and it's back, and it can get underneath the surface. Call right now, free, no-obligation estimate, Revolution Softwash. Give Bill McMahon, the man with a plan, a call. 680-6591, Revolution Softwash, 680-6591.
Let me ask you a question. Where are you going this summer? Why not go against the grain and go where there are fewer tourists and the dollar goes further? I'm Rudy Max with today's Travel Minute from Rudy Max's World with the Carries. It's winter in South America when it's summer here, so beat the heat and go somewhere where it's off-season but not all that cold. The coldest month of the year in Argentina's capital of Buenos Aires is July, when the average temperature is 53 degrees. Big deal. Take a sweater. It's a fun city with great Italian restaurants. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar fetched about 9 Argentine pesos. Today, it's 16. Go skiing in Chile. From June through October, skiing is the sport in the Chile Andes. Just do an online search for Chile ski resorts and take your pick. Or how about Iceland? It's Europe, but Europe only a 5-hour flight from the East Coast. Fly Icelandic on a cheap ticket, and when you reserve, ask for one of their employees who will guide you for free for a few hours. And it's low, low season in a favorite winter vacation spot called the Caribbean. Airfares are a whole lot less than during the winter, as are hotel rates. Try a lush island like Nevis. The point is, go where others aren't. Instead of Miami, consider the Caribbean. Instead of London, make it Buenos Aires. You can find more travel info at RudyMaxa.com.
Can money buy happiness? A new study seems to suggest it can. The group Wallet Hub conducted a survey of happiness and found people are most content in cities where the job market also happens to be strong. A lot of those places were in California, including Fremont, Irvine, San Jose, and San Francisco. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which has seen a boom in its oil industry over the last few years, also made the top five.
Mega Disposal. Folks, call Mega Disposal today. Call Bill and Matt, 866-420-MEGA. Mega Disposal, you see their trucks. Local, family-owned and operated trash recycling collection company serving Rhode Island and Massachusetts, really, for almost 2 decades. You own a small business? Call Mega for your trash and recycling collection services. And they have various sizes for state cleanouts, major construction jobs, entire households. Are you going to do some spring cleaning? Call Mega, and they'll put a dumpster right in your driveway. They'll work out the delivery of it, and then they'll remove it when it's done. Clean out that garage. Clean out that basement. Clean out that attic. Clean it all out. Throw it out. Call Mega Disposal today, 866-420-MEGA, 866-420-6342. And they have various sizes. It depends. Maybe you need 10 cubic yards for small yard cleaning or 15 for most garage or basement cleanups. Mega also has dumpster service. They have smaller containers for local businesses or shops that can be emptied on a weekly, every other week, or monthly basis. Call Mega Disposal today. Now listen, if you're planning on doing some spring cleaning or maybe you're doing a project, reshingling a roof, or whatever the job may be, get that dumpster in the driveway. Call Mega today. Mega Disposal. 866-420-MEGA. 866-420-6342.
The most entertaining show on your radio. John DePietro on 1540 WADK.
And we're back on this rainy Thursday. Good afternoon, one and all. It is Juan. This is John DePietro, your independent man. This is the, here I am, the new John DePietro show, each afternoon with you, 1 to 5. Maybe you get out of work, 3 o'clock, the shift change. Listen on your way home. Plug it in first on your radio, AM 1540. You can listen that way. There's no shortage of ways to listen. You can also listen online at WADK.com or go to my website, DePietro.com, and click on the Listen Live button. You also, remember, every hour we have is then podcast, 24-7 on demand. Just go to WADK.com, and you can also listen free app on your phone or on your iPad or on your computer. You have the Simple Radio app. It's all listed, by the way, at DePietro.com. And you have the TuneIn Radio app, both free, or maybe you have Alexa or that Google thing, whatever that Google thing is, and you say, Alexa, put on WADK, and boom, here I am in crystal clear audio. It's the John DePietro Show with you each afternoon from 1 to 5 right here on WADK. Hey, sad news on this Thursday, and we're learning on the passing of Don Rickles. I mean, Don Rickles was a funny, funny guy. How about the number of times? I mean, when I was growing up, he would come and play. My parents would go and see him at the Warwick Musical Theater. And Don Rickles was, he was also great on Carson. Don Rickles has passed away. Let me just play a little bit there's some, obviously, reports coming out about. This is ABC's Bill Deal on the passing of comedian Don Rickles.
Here is the Sultan of Insults, the Merchant of Venom, the Pussycat with Claws, Mr. Don Rickles.
Don Rickles first began showcasing his insult humor in the 1950s, but his act didn't really take off till he appeared on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show.
Your mother, you know, she did call me, and you're short again.
Asked once about his classic put-downs, Rickles said,
"If it's not mean-spirited, it's fun."
Here's Rickles with ABC's Jimmy Kimmel.
I don't know if there's anyone in the world that could get away with saying the things that you say. Well, they don't have Blue Cross.
Rickles won an Emmy in 2008 for his performance in Mr. Warmth, the Don Rickles Project, an HBO documentary. Bill Deal, ABC News.
Well, that's too bad. If there's anyone listening, when Don Rickles, he was in and out of Rhode Island, we used to do, and we'll have to do it again, we do a segment called Brush with Greatness. If you had any encounter with him, he used to play the 10 a lot. I remember my folks would come home, and the next day my dad would still be laughing about it. You can call us in 846-1028. But he was also, Don Rickles, I know, best friends with Bob Newhart. The two of them, really, really funny guys. Think of those two. But they were absolute best friends, Don Rickles and also Bob Newhart. But Don Rickles has passed away. I'm seeing some other, these are some of the clips of him on The Tonight Show.
I only kid you, John, because, so. You know, your mother, you know, she did call me, and you're short again. I mean, $50 a week and working as a house cleaner is a little out of shape.
He also, again, the tributes continue to pile in. The one thing about Don Rickles is he was the type who would insult, right? He would insult everyone. So there was no way that one person. I don't know if he could be, you know, with political correctness. Some of the things he would joke about, religion, he would talk about, you know, it was like just he would have fun with the audience. I think in today's political correct world, as I think of it, I don't think they'd consider him just too politically correct. I don't think they could do it.
What makes the people laugh, whatever, if it's not mean-spirited, it's fun. In my life, in my career, God's been blessed me. And it's not a reason because I'm that talented, because I use things that I think is not mean-spirited.
Yeah, I don't think, remember he also had, what was that show on NBC? He was in, like, Sharky or something like that. He would show up at different things, but on Carson he was always good. And he would travel. You know, he was big in Vegas and would make the rounds. But the political correctness today, I'm not sure if a Don Rickles could make it, because he would, in fact. You know, he'd joke about color and, as I said, religion and alcohol, whatever it may be, he would go with that. But Don Rickles, I think he was also just in the past, I want to say the past year, year and a half, I'm pretty sure he appeared at Twin River. I think maybe even last spring he was still touring and still doing his stand-up. You know, when I mentioned political correctness, Jerry Seinfeld, who I think that's still the funniest comedy, he had said, you know, you can't, he doesn't play college campuses anymore because they're so politically correct. And Seinfeld, there have been people that have been critical now, saying that if Seinfeld was around today, well, number one, everything would be texting, and that's not as funny, and you wouldn't be calling, and you wouldn't stop by and see someone just text. But if Seinfeld were on now, they say that Kramer would probably be Latino, George would probably be Hispanic, Elaine maybe Asian, And Jerry Seinfeld had said, you know, it was just always about the comedy on Seinfeld. With, you know, now, because of political correctness, you know, you put on a television commercial, and if there's four guys sitting around, there's the token, you know, the white guy, then there's usually someone of color, then there's someone Asian, then there's someone Latino, and everything is framed in that way. But Don Rickles, let me hear just a little bit more. Bill Deal has the obituary on Don Rickles. What a tremendous showbiz career he had as a stand-up comedian.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is the Sultan of Insults, the Merchant of Venom, the Pussycat with Claws, Mr. Don Rickles.
Don Rickles first began showcasing his insult humor in the 19... 19- oh.
It rebooted, folks. Hold on. Let me play it one more time. Bear with me. Here we go. Don Rickles.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is the Sultan of Insults, the Merchant of Venom, the Pussycat with Claws, Mr. Don Rickles.
Don Rickles first began showcasing his insult humor in the 1950s, but his act didn't really take off till he became a regular guest on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show.
I only kid you, John, because, so. You know, your mother, you know, she did call me, and you're short again. I mean, $50 a week and working as a house cleaner is a little out of there.
Asked about his classic put-downs, Rickles said,
"What makes the people laugh, whatever, if it's not mean-spirited, it's fun. In my life, in my career, God's been blessed me, and it's not a reason because I'm that talented, because I use things that I think is not mean-spirited."
There was this exchange with Rickles and ABC's Jimmy Kimmel.
"I don't know if there's anyone in the world that could get away with saying the things that you say."
"Well, they don't have Blue Cross."
Don Rickles appeared in the film Casino and lent his voice to Mr. Potato Head in the Toy Story movies.
"Potato! One potato, two potato, three potato, four!"
Don Rickles once said, "What I do is like therapy." Bill Deal, ABC News.
That's right. He was in Casino with De Niro. Remember, he then goes to the house when Sharon Stone is trying to get in. I forgot about that. All right, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. That's sad, though. Very, very talented guy. It's 2:38 on this rainy Thursday. It is John DePietro. We'll take more of your phone calls. 846-1028. You can email me. It's john@depietro.com. We'll talk about some of the various things that are in the news. Now, the stadium story in Pawtucket, I want you to understand, this is only going to continue to heat up simply because that they are now trying to seemingly push this through this session. And the reason I also want you to understand why they want to put it through now is because the reps are not up for re-election until next year. So if it's a very unpopular vote, the feeling at the Rhode Island State House would then be that they have some time to recuperate from that. So they'd rather take a vote, as much as it may be unpopular, on something like the a new baseball stadium that they want you to pay for. They'd rather do that now, and then the vote is done, and then who the hell knows what happens, you know, in the fall of 18. The fall next year's election, keep in mind what's in play for next year election time. You have Senator Sheldon Whitehouse is up for re-election. The race for governor will have a new attorney general because Peter Kilmartin is term limited out. Obviously, Cicilline Langevin, both up for re-election. But then new Secretary of State, or at least Secretary of State, General Treasurer will be up, and Lieutenant Governor. But the big races will be, boy, if Bob Flanders jumps in against Senator Sheldon Whitehouse in that race for the Senate, that and the race for governor would be the big stories. So, but sad news on this Thursday with the passing of Don Rickles. 846-1028. As I said, he played the Work Musical Theater many, many times. And calling into the John DePietro Show, Armando from Warwick, I understand, has a story about Don Rickles. Good afternoon, Armando.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Very well, Armando. Go right ahead.
I saw Don perform out in Las Vegas in 2003.
Okay.
At the Stardust Casino.
Yep.
And I remember sitting at a table, and, you know, you're sitting at a table with people you don't know, and I'm there with my cousin, and we went to go see him because we figured at his age we wanted to see him before he passed, you know, because back then you didn't know when.
Right.
So I started thinking, my cousin had told me, he said, well, he picks on people in the audience. So I started sweating bullets. I mean, I'm nervous. I'm like, he's going to tear me apart. I'm going to run out of here. So lo and behold, he picked on my cousin.
Come on. Now, you guys,
yep, picked on my cousin.
I'm guessing, Armando, you guys must have had good seats, though, if you're that close to the stage, or was it set up?
Yeah, we were right up against the stage.
Okay. All right. So I'm thinking otherwise, or is everybody fair game? But you guys are right up against the stage.
We were right up against the stage.
Okay.
And he picks up my cousin, and he brings him up on stage. And he looks at him, and my cousin, it's Vegas, it's summertime, and my cousin's in a button-down and shorts. And he says, geez, and my cousin's name is George. He said, George, thanks for dressing for the occasion. And he just laid into him. He brings up another Oriental gentleman on stage.
Right.
And he says, okay, he goes, we're going to reenact a World War II scene. And he leans over to my cousin. He says, listen, because you're the Caucasian, you will get the better part.
And what's the audience doing?
Oh, everybody's dying hysterically.
Yeah.
I mean, he's picking on, I don't care who you are, what color, he's picking on everybody. And everybody was loving it.
Yeah.
Nobody took offense.
No.
There was no hurt feelings for
right.
the crowd. It's just comedy at its best.
That is terrific. How was your cousin afterwards, Armando?
He was a little shaken, but it was funny because they actually did, I have pictures of this stuff. He actually did a slow dance with him on stage, and I'm snapping away because I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, of course.
Danced with Don Rickles, and
wow,
he laid his head on your shoulder.
Yeah. And how was the Asian man that he had picked out of the audience on that?
Oh, he the guy loved it, too. I mean, he first asked him, he said, he goes, are you Chinese or Japanese? And he said, no. He's like, I'm Cambodian. And he just turned to him and said, well, that's any better.
You know, Armando, but like today, I don't know how that would play today. There would be people to be, he's racial profiling, that's not funny, and everything else. I mean, I don't, because he's older, he could get away with it. I don't know if he can get away with that stuff, today.
I think even though it was in 2003,
yeah.
I think from that short time period of what happened with, like you said, college students.
Yes.
Nobody knows how to take a joke.
No, no. And you know what's pathetic, Armando, is I don't know if you go to any comedy clubs, but there was a period of time, it was about 10 years ago, where I was actually experimenting a little bit with stand-up. People always said, hey, you should do stand-up. And so I would do a little bit. And now it comes in handy because I use it when I give like a speech or an after-dinner speech and do some humor. But I couldn't believe the bad number of young comics, and all they talk about is self-pleasuring themselves and watching porn, and it's about the language. And, that stuff seemingly is fair game. But Don Rickles bringing your cousin up and then bringing up an Asian gentleman saying, well, we do a reenactment of World War II. Don't worry, you get the better of this. And then, Elizabeth Warren, Congressman Cicilline, that whole crowd, they would all be offended at something like that.
Not to go off on...
That's all right. Go ahead.
But I remember in my junior high, in my eighth grade, my seventh grade teacher, he said something to me that forever changed my life. And he said the dumbing down of America.
Yes.
And he said, I want everybody to pay attention to this. And it ever stuck with me since I was 13 to now. And not only was my teacher talking about people's education levels, but he was also talking about people's sensitivity levels.
Yes. Yeah.
You look at Archie Bunker and old TV. There's no way that would ever survive.
It would not.
It's funny.
Yeah, and you know why, Armando? And I won't say where, but I worked somewhere one time where if you said something funny on the air, if 99 people thought it was funny, but one person said that they didn't think it was funny or they were offended by it, they would zero in on that one person out of 99 or 100 that somehow said, oh, I was offended by that. That's what we've become. I mean, back then, when Don Rickles was at his height, you didn't have to go see him, right? You didn't have to buy a ticket to see him. If you didn't like what he was doing, you didn't have to listen to his material. And if there were people that didn't like the show, they could get up and leave. But now it's become, oh, no, no, no. Even the rest of the audience should not be laughing at his humor. That's what it's become, Armando. So you're exactly right. Boy, your teacher was ahead of his time. Armando, thank you for the call. Folks, 846-1028 is our phone number. 846-1028. You can email me, john@depetro.com. Again, Don Rickles has passed away on this Thursday. If you had a brush with greatness, maybe you did see him. Maybe there's someone listening saying, hey, I did. I saw him in Vegas, or I saw him when he came to play at the Warwick Musical Theater. I'm not sure if he played some of the casinos, but you could give us a call. Hey, great news. What are you doing for dinner tonight? I had dinner there the other night. You know what I'm going to say. Top of the Bay Restaurant. Top of the Bay Restaurant, Oakland Beach and Warwick. They are brought back their dinner special. It's all day Sunday and Tuesday through Thursday. The full course deal at Top of the Bay is choice of appetizer, glass of house wine or domestic beer, hot soup, fresh salad, entree and dessert, starting at just $18.95. Baked scrod, chicken marsala, baked stuffed shrimp, steaks and more, your choice, $18.95. Top of the Bay is the perfect place for a family gathering or celebration. You can call Top of the Bay, call Eli at 921-3663, 921-3663. Whether it be their lunch package deal, which is tremendous, hot clam cakes and chowder, choice of lunch entree, coffee dessert, just $11.95, or the dinner special, you're going to love Top of the Bay Restaurant. You just take West Shore Road, follow the signs. There they are, right down West Shore Road to Oakland Beach, and right by the water, da-da-da, you've arrived at the world-famous Top of the Bay. Call them, call Eli, 921-3663, right by the water, Oakland Beach in Warwick. It's John DePietro. More of your phone calls coming up, 846-1028.
A single event, loss of a loved one, a job, or a serious health issue can create a catastrophic atmosphere for people over 55. Every third Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., experts from the health, finance, and legal worlds converge on AM 1540 WADK's Elder Affairs Program.
Presented by Blenheim Newport, Mobility Equipment Recyclers, and the law firm of Silva, Thomas, Martland, and Offenberg, Christina Offenberg, Elder Law.
From ABC News Tech Trends, a popular messaging app under fire from law enforcement, officials in London say that the terrorists who carried out the recent attack outside the British House of Parliament sent messages using WhatsApp, but those messages can't be accessed because of the app's encryption technology. ABC legal analyst Dan Abrams explains.
It means that user one gets what's effectively a public key from WhatsApp to basically send a message that only user two can then open. And maybe just as importantly, WhatsApp would tell you even they can't see it.
Some have suggested creating a back door to give law enforcement access to these secret messages, pictures, and videos sent using the service.
WhatsApp would say, but that defeats the whole purpose of what we do. The minute you start creating a back door, anyone can use a back door.
In a statement, WhatsApp, which is owned by Facebook, says it's horrified by what happened in London and it's cooperating with law enforcement. With Tech Trends, I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Hey, good news. You need a good realtor. Guess what? I have the best realtor. Wait a minute. Did you say that? Yes. I have Rick Moulton. You can call him at 580-1608. Rick Moulton. Top producer at RE/MAX for 25 years. RE/MAX Hall of Fame. Flexible commissions terminate any time if unhappy. And right now, Rick Moulton, free home warranty. Each new listing and sale, limited coverage of heating, plumbing, electrical, overall home roofing, all appliances. Folks, that's over a $500 value just by going with my friend, and he is the best, Rick Moulton. You can call him 24/7, 580-1608. Totally honest and knowledgeable about all things real estate. Now listen, are you thinking of selling home, piece of property, business? Call Rick Moulton, 580-1608. Top negotiator, he gets results for both buyers and sellers when other realtors have failed. And the thing about Rick, maybe you have a house, a a piece of property, a building, just been sitting there on the market, call Rick Moulton. He will get you the most amount of money in the shortest period of time with the least amount of problems. That's why, listen, you want consistency. And think of, I see on Facebook all the time, people writing and putting that, hey, you know, I just got my realtor license and so forth. Well, that's fine, except I would think with that type of an investment, you want to go with a proven professional, Rick Moulton. Call him today, 580-1608, 580-1608, all things real estate. Call Rick Moulton today at 580-1608.
The most entertaining show on your radio, John DePietro on 1540 WADK.
Democrats were out of options. That filibuster requiring 60 senators to even okay a vote on a Supreme Court nominee was the only power they had left. Republicans in charge just took that away. Now Neil Gorsuch and any future majority party nominee is virtually guaranteed confirmation on the Supreme Court.
And that's good news. That is very, very good news. Folks, good afternoon. It's about time. Enough of this foolishness with Schumer and the rest of them. The filibustering, he belongs on the Supreme Court, period. Enough of the whining. Have you ever heard so much whining between Senator Sheldon Whitehouse and between Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren? Whatever it takes. 846-1028. Good. Get him on the court. And one of the first things up is going to be that California Supreme Court decision where if you're a member of a teacher's union, maybe you're in your car right now at 2:52 on this rainy Thursday and you're driving home. Guess what? You're not going to be demanded that they take your union dues and put it for political purposes against your will. That's going to come to an end.
I raise a point of order that the vote on cloture under the precedent set on November 21st, 2013 is a majority vote on all nominations.
Good. It's about time. And that is going to fundamentally change. Folks, we have to weaken the power of the unions in this state. I am so sick of that Senator Chuck Schumer, chief crybaby.
I move to postpone the nomination to 3 p.m. on Monday, April 24th.
The motion is not agreed to.
Good.
I move to adjourn until 5 p.m.
The ayes are 48, the nays are 52.
The motion to adjourn is not agreed to.
Beat it. You know, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, he's one of the ones. Folks, come on. The only reason that he was, it doesn't matter. Why were they voting against this judge? Is because President Trump appointed. That's it. Because he was President Trump's nominee. And I believe that you're tired of all the partisan politics, especially coming out of Rhode Island. That's it. Enough. And tomorrow they can have a vote and get him on the Supreme Court where he belongs.
Final vote is 55 ayes, 45 nays.
Good.
Upon reconsideration, the cloture motion is agreed to.
All right. Filibuster over. Good luck, Senator Whitehouse. Hey, listen, now with the filibuster over, Senator Whitehouse can go back to focusing on his top priority. Would that be trying to lure businesses to Rhode Island? No. Would it be trying to improve your life? No. Tell me again, what is Senator Sheldon Whitehouse's top priority? Global warming.
I take time every week to speak a little bit about climate change.
Boy, did he get spanked on Morning Joe. We played that yesterday. So it looks like now, tomorrow, Justice Gorsuch will have the vote. They're going to move ahead. The whole thing failed as far as the Democrats. Elizabeth Warren, I'll tell you, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, he has become the male version of Elizabeth Warren. He has. So it's about time. It has failed. So Schumer, Warren, and Senator Whitehouse failed. And the Supreme Court nominee is going to move forward. finally they can start to get some things done in Washington. You know, they don't even realize that is one of the reasons why people are so down on Washington. It's because of these types of stunts. Pure and simple. The guy is qualified. He seemingly will be perfect, a perfect choice to replace Scalia on the Supreme Court. And I liked how Joe Scarborough questioned Senator Whitehouse. Yeah, you just don't like him. Why? Because he doesn't agree with your judicial principles? That's what it's about?
It's part of a much larger story. Another extreme escalation in the left's never-ending drive to politicize the courts and the confirmation process.
That's exactly right. That is what it's all about. Folks, you'll see now, between Susan Rice, the economy continuing to get better, things, all Trump supporters, things will start to get better. Give the guy a chance. And we need to hold our Washington delegation accountable. Cicilline, Langevin, Whitehouse, those three need to be held accountable. And then the same thing goes for our local leaders. Well, good afternoon on this rainy Thursday. It's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show. Each afternoon, here I am, Lord. Let me play the sound effect. Here I am, Lord. 1 to 5, you found me, AM 1540, WADK. Each afternoon with you. You're just getting in the car. I'll tell you what's going on in the world since you've been at work all day. Not a problem. With you till 5. And you're going to enjoy the program. Hey, you know what else you're going to enjoy? Good news on this rainy Thursday. I was there earlier this morning. Pine Ridge Shooters Club in Exeter, still accepting memberships. So become a member today. You can call them at 667-6133. I'll tell you, between Mike and Bob and Vincent, what a tremendous staff they have at Pine Ridge. They're so helpful. They're so knowledgeable. Listen, that's who you want to deal with at Pine Ridge, and also Jay. So Jay and Bob and Vincent and, of course, Mike, Pine Ridge. They also have hourly lane rentals available to the public. You can call Pine Ridge at 667-6133. Now, they're located 560 South County Trail in Exeter. They're right up from the Veterans Cemetery and also right past Shartner Farm. As you're going down South County Trail, you will see the mobile station, the Dunkin' Donuts, and right across the street, up on the hill, is Pine Ridge Indoor Shooting Range. Call them today, 667-6133. The Pine Ridge is 20,000 square foot state-of-the-art indoor shooting range built to military specifications. Listen, it is Rhode Island's largest indoor shooting range. It is the top. It is absolutely first rate. Everything there, even the gun store on the premises, is beautiful, fantastic. Nighthawk, Ed Brown, Kimber, Dan Wesson, CZ, just to name a few. Plenty of ammo, shooting accessories. Call them today, 667-6133. They have all different types of classes, whether you're a beginner or ladies' night or even advanced semi-auto handgun class taught by a Navy SEAL. Pine Ridge Shooters Club in Exeter. Call them, 667-6133, or pop in and see them, 560 South County Trail in Exeter. Say hi to Mike and Bob and Jay and Vincent, and I'm in and out of there, and online at PineRidgeIndoorShootingRange.com. All right, next hour, we're going to take your phone calls. We're going to talk with our legal expert, Rhode Island attorney Tim Dodd, coming up at 4 o'clock regarding those arrests in Cranston, also the Aaron Hernandez trial, and a lot more. But next hour, your phone calls. Jump on now. I'll take you on the other side. 846-1028. It's John DePietro. Two big hours to go.